This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. 27 victims of human sex trafficking were rescued in Colorado. FBI Denver says Operation Cross Country was part of a national two-day campaign. Denver Police Lieutenant Aaron Rebitrano says many suspects have used addiction and substance abuse to lure juveniles.
Oftentimes, they come from homes that are not functional. Many of them are addicted to illicit narcotics, and this is an angle that the traffickers can use to subject them to exploitation.
14 children were also rescued. The operation included dozens of law enforcement agencies across the state. The Colorado Libertarian Party has finalized a list of policy proposals they want Republican candidates to support. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
If a Republican candidate for any office agrees to all of the items and signs the pledge, Libertarians won't run a candidate in that race. Some of the positions for the state races include protecting the Second Amendment, eliminating the income tax, educational freedom, and banning red light and speed cameras. Josh Marinovich is a Libertarian and says he's not sure how many Republican candidates will ultimately sign the document.
The thing that we're looking forward to more than anything is that we have more of a say in what Colorado politics looks like and shaping that moving forward.
The pledge for federal candidates includes agreeing to pull funding for the war in Ukraine and working to secure a peace deal with Russia. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Skiers and snowboarders may be hitting the slopes at Keystone by mid-October. Other resorts are slated to open in mid-November. A-Basin is usually one of the first areas to open in the state, but there's no word yet on their plans. This is CPR News and KRCC.